So has the war on drugs actually failed?
Absolutely. It's never been a winner, and it's just been comprehensively lost. And it's also a war that never should have been fought. The idea that you say to 30% of the population that they're having at some stage used a drug means they're a criminal and that they should face the sort of harsh penalties that are meted out to people for drug-related crimes is ridiculous. It's failed because it hasn't protected our society. It's failed because the courts and the prisons are clogged up in relation to drug crimes.
And what system would you suggest to replace it?
I think that decriminalising drug use is the only sensible course. And I'm not alone in that. There's obviously been a big push over the last few days by people coming out with their views on this issue, ranging obviously from Bob Carr and him being a party to saying there should be a stopping of the war on drugs. To, unfortunately, him resiling from that position once he's back into politics.
And then sort of back to it again now.
Yeah.
But this might sound really cynical. If drugs which drugs are we talking about?
I think there's a wide range, and you'd have to have an informed discussion about it. And I think that part of the process is just stepping away from, are there some good drugs? Are there some bad drugs? It is that there are people who are going to take drugs. They're our friends, they're our brothers, they're our sisters. We have to look at the ones who will use drugs badly and try and put things in place for them. Putting them into jail doesn't help them. Letting them die of overdoses on the street doesn't help them. The whole conversation has to be changed.
And at the moment, which states deal with drugs the best way of all, in your opinion?
The last place you'd want to get caught is in WA, followed closely by New South Wales, I'd say, in terms of sentencing in the high courts. And when people are going to jail for a decade or up around that sort of region for growing large amounts of marijuana, you've really got to wonder what the point of that is. The cost is so extreme. And part of the push in the states against the war on drugs is that they can't sustain the private jails where all these people are being held. They can't economically, they can't keep going with it. And so you've got to ask yourself, is this what we want to do? Or should we really have that conversation about, is there a better way?
You'd probably deal with some drug dealers in your line of work. What do they think about decriminalising it?
I actually was having a conversation with a client the other day, and he was looking at me very perturbed, as if he thought that it was going to be an immediate thing, and he was wondering about the effect it would have on him. And there would be a huge effect on the people who are doing the cannabis houses and selling drugs at the nightclubs. There would be a huge effect on them. And that's the effect that we as a society should want to have happen. We should want those people not to be doing this, because if you take it at the criminality out of it, then you will not have good young people being exposed to things they don't need to be exposed to. If it's dealt with as a health issue rather than a criminal issue, then you just take a lot of difficulties out.